Hello again, everyone, and welcome to my audio mo day 14 for January 14th, 2016. Got a couple things to talk about today. Well, actually, they're all WWDC related, and probably in future episodes, I will have more to talk about. If you hear noise in the background, it's my chair. For some reason, this chair that I have is really, really squeaky, and I make the slightest movement, and it squeaks. So, that's what it is. I've been watching some of the WWDC sessions. WWDC is really hard to say. Anyone ever notice that? Anyway, So I've been going through some of the sessions, looking at some, you know, RSS feeds from various blogs and whatnot. And there's four things that I want to talk about that I didn't know last time I did an audio mo. And they're all little things, but I think they're all kind of cool. The first thing that I think is kind of cool is in iOS now, you can now remove apps that you're not interested in. I think the only ones you can't really get rid of are the phone and Safari. There might be some other ones. I can't remember. There was a big list. It was actually more than I thought. Like, you can get rid of contacts and mail. Now, if you get rid of contacts, you'll still have your contacts because it's a part of your phone app. It's just the single app that has that. But you can get rid of just about everything, which I think is great because on my last page, right now on iOS, I have a folder. I think it's just called Apple Related. But I put in there all the apps that come with your phone that I don't use. So, you know, it's great to be able to get rid of them if you want to. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the to do with the Apple Watch. And I don't have an Apple Watch now, but if I did, this is something I think would be really cool. And I'm still on the fence about whether I want one or not, but more and more it kind of is looking like I might want one at some point in the future. But they have a new feature if you're a voiceover user called Taptic Time. And if you don't want it to say the time out loud, like if you're in a situation where you need it to be quiet, it can tell you the time via its vibration patterns of its Taptic feedback engine. So I guess there's various vibration patterns that let you know the time. So I think that's cool. The third thing, I don't know how useful this will be yet, but I think it has potential to be useful. It's a voiceover feature in iOS, and developers now will be able to add new rotor items. Like, they'll be able to add custom rotor items in any given app for voiceover. The example they had was they had an app that showed, like, it was a dog walking app that showed you, like, different routes you could go and stuff like that. And the actual route, there were items in they added items to the router for all the places that you'd be passing, or just the hazardous places. There were hazards, like things you'd have to avoid. So that was just an example they used. It's going to be interesting to see what developers do with that, because I think I can see a lot of potential for, kind of extending voiceover functionality a little bit through individual apps, like through third-party apps. And the final thing is something that I'm excited about the possibility of, and I know a lot of other people will be too. I really want to get into Apple development, and I've done a few things. Like, I've learned, quite a bit, but I've not really gone the full way yet. But apparently now in Xcode 8, when it comes out, the interface builder is supposed to be more accessible with VoiceOver. And the interface builder, if you don't know, is how you basically design what your app looks like. And then, then you link all the parts of the app, like the buttons and controls and everything, to, various parts of your code. And that's how essentially how you make apps. So it was doable before, but it was really tricky. And I can't wait to see what it's like. So I think those are the four things that I wanted to talk about today. Like I said, just some small things. I'll probably be talking about future things from WWDC in future audio modes. So with that, I will say goodbye for now, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.